The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to issue a major decision on abortion, perhaps as early as this week. A draft opinion leaked in early May suggested the court is on the verge of overturning Roe v. Wade and giving states more leeway to restrict or ban abortions. WBUR's senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown says Massachusetts lawmakers are already working on a response.
Immediately after the leak, top elected officials in Massachusetts vowed to make sure abortion remains legal here. But many state lawmakers say they also need to shield residents from laws in other states that ban abortion. Arlington Senator Cindy Friedman spoke from the floor of the Senate a few weeks ago.
We are now faced with a situation where another state, through state laws enacted by their legislature, is threatening the rights of law-abiding residents in our Commonwealth.
Friedman noted that both Texas and Oklahoma recently passed restrictions on abortions that allow anyone to sue abortion providers and others who help someone obtain an abortion after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. Friedman and others worry those laws could be used to sue people in Massachusetts who help out-of-state residents obtain an abortion here or in another state where the procedure is legal. Still, House Speaker Ron Mariano says he wants to wait to see the final Supreme Court ruling before taking action.
I would rather, if we were going to attack a problem, see what the court is going to decide and where the limits are, and then make decisions based around that with one big package that addresses a lot of the issues.
The Supreme Court is widely expected to issue its ruling later this month or in early July. Mariano thinks that would leave lawmakers with enough time to pass legislation before the legislative session ends on July 31st. Several lawmakers have already floated ideas they'd like to see included. Some have more than one.
I actually have two pieces that we're hoping to get in.
Northampton Democratic Representative Lindsay Sabadoza wants to require health centers at public colleges and universities to provide abortion pills. And she wants community colleges without health centers to give students and staff a list of places that provide abortion services.
Which really makes sure that, you know, students aren't traveling across the state. They're not making 100 calls to try to find out who at their local hospital offers the service and who doesn't.
Sabadoza also wants the state to ensure abortion and other reproductive services are fully covered by insurance and not subject to co-pays and high deductibles.
It does seem really unfair that someone is paying for insurance, but this is not covered. And so because this is not a procedure that you can put off, you can't wait an extra few weeks, the costs do continue to go up. And sometimes people have to travel out of state if they wait too long.
But some abortion opponents want to seize the moment to push Massachusetts to stop using public tax dollars to fund abortions. That includes Republican Representative Joe McKenna of Webster.
If I have a moral and a deep-seated religious belief against abortion, I don't want to see my money being spent in that way. So I believe that that's absolutely fair game if we do have this broad, open discussion on abortion laws.
But McKenna says he's not necessarily opposed to giving Massachusetts residents immunity from lawsuits from other abortion laws in other states.
I think that, you know, what happens in Massachusetts should be subject to Massachusetts laws, and what happens in Texas, say, should be subject to Texas laws. So, you know, I'm not fundamentally opposed to that, although it in some ways is opposed to my personal objection to abortion.
Abortion rights advocates also want the state to do more to expand access to the procedure, including Rebecca Hart Holder, who's executive director of Reproductive Equity Now.
Really important to note that even though abortion care will remain legal here in Massachusetts, no matter what happens at the high court, barriers to care still exist. And so that's what we're focused on, is how do you remove those barriers to care so that people get access when they need it.
Heartholders Group has a list of 21 initiatives they want to see become law, from expanding sexual education to giving young people better access to abortion. She hopes the legislature passes at least some of the 21 proposals before they wrap up their formal business in July. And no matter what the Supreme Court does, Heartholder vows to be back on Beacon Hill next year, pushing lawmakers to pass the rest. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.